Hello?
Mr. Austin.
Yes, who's calling? Yes.
This is Zach. We talked yesterday. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, man.
Zach. Okay. Calling back right as fast. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Yeah, I think you hung up on me. That's why I called you back.
Oh, yeah, well, I hung up on just then because nobody was answering. I didn't realize who it was.
Oh, okay. So, how's your day going?
You're good. Doing good. I hope yours are. I'm driving again. But go ahead.
Well, I just, wanted to let you know I'm still interested.
Okay.
And, I know you have several offers, but I'm familiar with the area and I definitely want it, so.
Go ahead.
I said I definitely want it.
I understand that. And I definitely want to sell it, so go ahead. We all on the same page. Go right ahead.
Well,
we'll say proceed on.
What is it going to take for you to work something between you and I that works for you, myself, and the whole process?
I don't understand what you mean.
Meaning, I know you have offers. What is it going to take for you to say, I want to do business with this guy?
I don't know yet. Go ahead. Tell me. What's your offer?
I want to make an offer that's going to be acceptable for you and I and, for you to not even, want to do business with someone else. I want to close. I have the money sitting in the account now.
Well, what kind of money are you talking about?
Well,
that's all I'm interested in. I ain't in love with nobody. Okay?
Well, I'm just saying, money is important to you, and you're not telling me what you want to get this done.
Yeah, I got about four offers. I don't need to, I don't even know. I'll tell you the truth, I got an offer above what I was looking for. But...
Okay, but that ain't
no money in the bank yet. Okay, ain't nobody got no money in the bank. I'm just listening to talk.
Well, speaking for them.
And here's what I'm talking about. Let me get my stuff out of there. Go ahead and hold your offer. That's what I was telling you. Hold your offer, I'm gonna take the highest one I get that settled first. That's it. I'm not in love with either one of them.
Let me ask you a question.
And it's going to be within a month. It's going to be within the month of May. Okay?
What if you take the highest offer and they don't close on it? Because the only thing that
you're... Then I go to the next offer. What do you mean they don't close on it? Supposing I take the lowest offer and they don't close on it. So where am I standing? What do you mean, supposing I take the highest... Why would I take the highest offer? Tell me that now. I'm losing it somewhere.
Well, if I had two offers, let's just say one for $100,000 and one for $105,000, $105,000 sounds, more appetizing, but are they going to close on time? Are they a reputable company? These are questions that you got to ask yourself.
I don't know where you're reputable or not. I don't know where any of them reputable or not. They're going. But if it's not reputable, it ain't no on time. It's the highest one to get it. If they're serious, then they know they ain't big with time because I'm not signing anything until they're serious, okay? Until it's serious.
Well, I'm serious. How do you determine if someone's serious or not?
Well, you talking like I should try to talk the other man down. I don't know him no more than you. All of y'all saying the same thing, okay?
Well, how can I help you understand, that we're professionals and we say,
I don't care how professional you are. I want the money and I'm gone. That's all. It's as is.
Then take the money.
I want the money. I'm going to take the money and go on, and I won't care what you do. And I'm going to take the money. And why would I take $100,000 from you and not take $105,000 from somebody else? What in the hell is your money? All money is money. Okay? The money ain't going to be put in my hand. It's going to be put in the bank. If it don't go in the bank, ain't no deal. Simple.
Okay.
Start all well, over again. Start over again. I ain't hungry. Okay?
I didn't say you were. I understand that. But
okay.
If you're, you know, if you're just taking the highest offer, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the best one to take. That's all I'm saying.
Well, why wouldn't it be the best one to take? why would I take a cheaper one? It's gonna be packed. Why would I take the high? That was for all of that. And I'm an old man. I'd have been around a long time. Your money is better than that money. All money is gonna be in the bank. That's all I care. When I can hit my card, my cell phone, and look, there was positive. That's all I want.
Okay.
And I'll call the bank to make sure I ain't on the wrong part, and that's it. That's all I care.
Okay.
I don't know what. I don't care about your name or nothing.
Okay. You made it clear that money is the most important thing to you, but you know.
No, it's not the most important thing to me. But between you and I, that's what we're dealing with: money. And the more money is the best.
But that doesn't mean the terms are the best, sir.
Listen, you call to try to educate me to talk me down or what? That doesn't make sense.
I'm not trying to talk you down. I'm trying to get an idea of what you want. I've given you a ballpark number, and you have not said anything.
I'm trying to see whether you're serious or not.
You want me to send you a proof of funds? I mean...
No, whether you're serious or not. You know what you want to pay for that play. You know what you want to play. That's what the rest of it.
That I'll get. So it doesn't really matter what I want. At the end of the day, it's your property. You have the control of it. So it doesn't matter what I want. What I want is...
I tell you what the control of it is. It's the highest man paid with the most money get the deal, as far as I'm concerned right now.
Tell me... What number would make me the highest man?
Oh, that's the secret. That's the secret. That may be where I'm ignorant at. But I had to have to say anything so far. I told one guy how much it was, and he went up. Let me see what he up. He went up $7,000.
So he offered you $207,000.
No, I don't know where you got that from. He went up $7,000.
Okay.
He went up $7,000. That more than two. I got three, four over $200,000. I haven't entertained under $200. I don't even entertain that.
Okay.
I just said. I don't even entertain under $200,000. There is no way it's going to go less than that right now.
Okay.
Unless I get really tired of it. Okay.
So, I mean, you know
the area real well, and you know what you're talking about.
I know the property, yes. And I'm willing to make something work. But, you have to tell me what you want. You know, it doesn't matter what I want. What I want to pay is, well, you know, I'm not an asshole, so I'm not going to insult you. But what I want to pay is, you know, as little as possible. But I'm not going
to I want to get as much as possible. So we are stalemate right now. Go ahead and figure out. I ain't going to be mad with you. Go ahead and figure out what you are willing to pay. And I hold that. That's all I'm asking. I asked you to figure out what you're willing to pay. That's all I want to know. We ain't going to talk and get you to go. I don't know what I want for it.
Okay, well, that's your problem.
I told you yesterday, I want as much as I can get. And people are calling me and telling me. But see, to make sure they're on the ballpark, I want to know what you want to offer. Not that I'm gonna criticize it.
I guarantee you that I can pay whatever anyone's offering you.
Okay. Well, call me back next week, and before I sell it, Zach will be on the we'll have this opportunity. You understand?
That's what I like to hear. I like to hear a little bit of it.
I said, I'm not trying to jip nobody out of left. I will get it to you when it bottom line comes down. I want to see where they started crumbling at. Okay? And then I'll deal with you.
All right, man.
And
girl.
I just say, I'm not hungry. That's what I want to do. And I'm not saying you Zach and everything.
You're
okay?
Word, yes?
That's what I mean. That's what I said.
All
you
right,
said man. You're trying to pay it. I know what you're trying to do, and I know what I'm trying to do. And we are trying to protect each other. You know, I know you got to make some money, and I don't want to give away none. I ain't got nothing to give away because I'm ready to hit the islands and everything. Okay.
All right. Well, look,
I'm fully retired. I just want to get. Well, reason I'm getting ready, I want it off my hand, and I want it out of my hair, and all that kind of stuff.
All right, well...
Right now, it costs me money, taxes, and all that stuff. Right now, grass upkeep, grass cutting, and all that.
Mr. Austin, if I still have hair after the end of this transaction, then I know God is, you know, watching after me, because you are a stoic man. You're a stoic man.
Sell it, man. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Stoic.
Thank you.
Stoic.
Uh-huh.
You're a firm guy. I appreciate it. And
yeah, I'm firm. And I'm just telling you straight up what it is. I'm not a real estate man, but I've been around. I have property. I've bought property, and I do know what it is and everything. Okay, that's it.
All right, we'll call you soon, all right?
All right. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for coming.